Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is the Big Scary News for episode 327. And yet again, we're going to start off with some sad news from Spooky Woods Haunted Attraction in Archdale, North Carolina. We are deeply saddened to inform you that our dear friend and colleague, Shannon Wayne Peace, passed away January 24th at the too young age of 43. For those who may not know, Shannon was a dedicated member of our team for many years, serving as both an actor and a control room operator. Despite his courageous battle with cancer, he consistently brought joy to our team with his infectious smile and unwavering spirit. This was the first season in many years that Shannon did not work due to his illness. His daughter Haley was also a member of the Spooky Woods family. As an aside, Shannon had also worked at Woods of Terror in Greensboro as an actor and in security. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Shannon Wayne Peace and offers up this moment of silence. We have this from the Waldorf Estate of Fear Haunted Attraction in Lehighton, Pennsylvania. The slasher that resurrected a legend is turning 40, and we're doing it right. Join us May 1st and 2nd at the Waldorf Estate of Fear in Lehighton for Jason Lives in Hell, a full-scale horror celebration honoring Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives. Featured guests include C.J. Graham, Tom Matthews, Tom McLaughlin, with more guests and announcements coming soon. Also, calling all vendors, we're looking for horror, Halloween, paranormal, oddities, art, collectibles, apparel, and fandom-focused vendors ready to sell to a highly engaged horror audience inside one of Pennsylvania's most notorious haunted attractions. This is not a flea market crowd. This is die-hard horror fans, collectors, and superfans. Secure your vendor space now. Get more information at waldorfestateoffear.com/events or get your vendor information at jasonlivesinhellvendor.fearticket.com. We have this news from Deceased Farms Haunted Attraction in Lexington, South Carolina. My Deceased Valentine is back and better than ever this 2026 season. We will be open on February 13th, 14th, 20th, and 21st. Will you dare be our guests? Our ticket booth will be open 7 p.m. through 10 p.m., and tickets are cash only. For more information, check out their website, deceasedfarm.com. We have some Transworld vendor news from Fright Brothers FX. We are excited to announce our return to Transworld this March. Visit us at our new booth location, 1417, to see what's new for this year and for show exclusive products. We can't wait to see you all soon. We're now accepting orders for pickup at the show. We have limited space, so be sure to place your order today to ensure it is brought to the show. Please message us for show pricing. Message them at FrightBrosFX.com or their Facebook page, Facebook.com/FrightBrosFX. We have an update from Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Linda Blair to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening February 22nd through the 24th at the Cortland Grand Hotel. Linda Blair is an American actress and activist known for portraying Regan McNeil in the horror film The Exorcist, which won her a Golden Globe and a nomination for the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. The film established her both as a screen queen and in popular culture. She reprised the role in two sequels, Exorcist 2 The Heretic and The Exorcist Believer. Get tickets and more information for Days of the Dead at daysofthedead.com. We have an update from the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival coming to Iselin, New Jersey. Christy Swanson is coming to the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival May 29th, 30th, and 31st at the Delta Hotel Woodbridge in Iselin. Christy Swanson is best recognized for having played Buffy Summers in the classic film Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Her first starring role was in Wes Craven's horror film Deadly Friend, followed by her portrayal of Kathy Dollenganger in the film adaptation of V.C. Andrews' Flowers in the Attic. She's starred in several films and TV series, including The Phantom, Hot Shots, The Program, Big Daddy, Dude, Where's My Car, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and more. Get more information about the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival at newjerseyhorrorcon.com. We have this from a Friday the 13th event coming to Athens, Georgia. On Friday the 13th, bring your boo thang out for a fun, free night of fun at Terrapin Beer Company in Athens. Get a chance to check out our April Ghouls venue while you participate in costume contests, terror trivia, and other games. Clutch onto your monster partner during scary movies, munch on some delicious grub, and have a drink with Terrapin's Pint Specials. Located at 265 Newton Bridge Road in Athens, Georgia, get more information at terrapinbeer.com/events. We have this from Haunted Hillview Manor in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Love walking through haunted buildings? Good with learning and sharing historical knowledge? We have an opportunity for you. We're hiring tour guides. This is a part-time position with weekend availability. Apply today and join our Hill crew. Get more information at hauntedhillviewmanor.com/employment-opportunities. We have this update from Spooky Empire coming to Orlando, Florida. Warwick Davis is coming to Spooky Empire in Orlando, best known for his roles in major film franchises including Star Wars, Harry Potter, Willow, and of course, the Leprechaun series. Meet Warwick Davis and many others at Spooky Empire May 29th through the 31st at the DoubleTree Orlando SeaWorld. Get tickets and more information at spookyempire.com. We have this from the Henderson Haunts Haunted Attraction in Henderson, Kentucky. Henderson Haunts is looking for a new home. We've had such a good time entertaining and supporting the community of Henderson and the Tri-State at our location in the Audubon Shopping Village, but unfortunately that time has ended. Henderson Haunts has lost this space and is in need of a new home. We're sharing this information with you, our amazing community, in hopes that you can help us find a new space to continue to bring you the best value for entertainment during spooky season. If anyone has any suggestions for a space or knows of anyone who has a few thousand square feet lying around, unused and needing to be occupied, send them our way. Feel free to share this information. Anyone can contact us via direct message or email us through our website. Go to hendersonhaunts.com for more information, and thank you all for making this community the best, and here's to bringing us back in 2026. We have a little news from the Sweet Dreams Haunted House in Joppa, Alabama. Roses are red, violets are blue. Our monsters are hungry and waiting for you. Our Valentine's Day Slaughterfest is happening February 13th and 14th, so expect chilling encounters, bloody surprises, and the ultimate deadly romantic adventure. We're a haunt with a heart as we benefit victims of domestic abuse. Limited tickets are available. You can call Greg at 773-496-8719 or visit facebook.com/sweetdreams, that's dreams with a Z, haunted house, for more information. We have a little news from the House of Lecter and the Catacombs Haunted Attraction in Evansville, Indiana. Something new is coming to the House of Lecter, a night of romance, obsession, and elegant terror. The doctor has been watching, and he's been waiting. Now he's planning the perfect dance. Friday, February 13th and Saturday the 14th, it's a twisted prom night event. Dress sharp, dance, fall in love at your own risk. This Valentine's Day, hearts will be broken, and some will be taken. Get more information at houseoflector.com. We have some news from the 13th Hour Haunted Attraction in Indianapolis. Step into the dark side of romance as Valentine's Day with Love is Blind, a haunting experience you'll never forget. This Friday the 13th and 14th, join us for a one-of-a-kind Valentine's Day haunted house in Indianapolis. Love is Blind combines spine-chilling terror, a romantic twist, and an unforgettable journey through passion, heartbreak, and fear. Remember, love is in the scare. More information can be found at 13thhourindie.com/valentinehaunt. That's the word 13th, 13thhourindie.com. We have this from the Haunt Bearden in Bearden, Arkansas. Romance is temporary, but fear is forever. The Haunt Bearden is open on Friday the 13th from 7 to 10 p.m., and admission is only $19. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/thehauntbearden. We have some news from the Nowhere Haunted House in Inver Grove, Minnesota. The haunted Valentine weekend you'll never forget. Get ready for Cupid's Revenge, a bloody new twist on the Valentine season. Forget the usual roses and chocolates. This year at Nowhere Haunted House, we're serving up a haunted house full of thrills, frightful scares, and screams that will make your heart race and your blood curdle. Whether you're a scare lover, thrill seeker, or looking for something unforgettable to do on Valentine's weekend, Cupid's Revenge is the haunting experience you've been waiting for. February 12th, 13th, and 14th, it's spine-tingling weekend full of frightening fun. Get your tickets now at nowhereentertainmentcenter.com/Cupid's Revenge. We have this from Black Casket Productions in Yucaipa, California. Looking for something fun and different to do this Valentine's Day? Look no further. Experience a haunted attraction like no other, perfect for couples, friends, or anyone looking to shape up their Valentine's plans. We have partnered up with Rebels Burger and Brews for the ultimate unique Valentine's experience. Enjoy a steak dinner with your Valentine at Rebels Burger and Brew first, then head over to the haunted house. Open for 4 days only, February 12th through the 15th from 7 to 10 p.m. Located at 34580 Yucaipa Boulevard in Yucaipa, California, visit blackcaskettilldeath.fearticket.com to purchase your tickets. Staying in California, we have this from the 209 Haunts in Linden, California. In this twisted Valentine's realm, the Queen of Hearts reigns supreme. She rules not with kindness, but with obsession, control, and punishment. Love is demanded, not given. Devotion is tested, not rewarded. Those who hesitate, disobey, or fail to please her are marked. On Friday the 13th, the Queen opens her court, a night reserved for judgment where passion is measured, loyalty is examined, and hearts are weighed. Couples are separated, loyalties are questioned, and every heart that enters her domain becomes hers to claim. In the Queen's world, affection is dangerous, passion is currency, and mercy is a myth whispered by those who did not survive. Welcome to her court, chosen by the Queen, remembered forever. So mind your heart. 209 Haunts presents Dark Hearts, a twisted Valentine's date night, Friday and Saturday, February 13th and 14th, from 7 to 10 p.m. Tickets available now at 209haunts.com. BigSkaryNews.com. And finally, we have this from Queen Mary's Dark Harbor in Long Beach, California. Dress to haunt and be haunted at Dark Masquerade, an after-hours takeover of the Queen Mary, Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th. Sway through a high-energy masquerade dance party under dim chandeliers and creeping fog, then slip into the ship's belly for story-driven encounters where Dark Harbor icons pull you deeper into their legends. Your night includes a complimentary masquerade mask with themed eats and signature cocktails available for purchase throughout the ship. Early access is limited, so sign up now, and to be first to enter the masquerade, go to darkharborhalloween.com/darkmasquerade.
And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's go back a moment to October 31st of last year. A wonderful day, not only for the obvious reasons, but it is the day that the Oddities and Curiosities Expo releases its new schedule for the coming year. And, like they have done for the past 9 years, they have a schedule that is chock full of the macabre, the bizarre, the weird, the strange, dare I say the odd and curious, as they travel all over the United States, and later in the year will be heading back to Australia. It is indeed, if not proven otherwise, the largest Oddities and Curiosities Expo probably in the world? Don't know. I know they're coming to Charlotte in about a week or so, and the Big Scary Show will be a part of it. So in order to get all the information about the Oddities and Curiosities Expo, hopefully coming to a town near you in 2026, we have, as we like to talk to, Michelle Consaglio, who I believe is at her home in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. Michelle, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's always good to talk to you, and it'll be great to see you again at the Oddities and Curiosities Expo. We thank you so very much for allowing us to come out there and cover it each and every year, as well as in a couple of other cities around where our other hosts are located. But man, 9 years of this. Did you ever expect that when you started this 9 years ago that it was going to grow to literally 40 plus weeks out of the year that you are on the road traveling all over not only the U.S. but the world?
I could have never imagined it would be what it is today, but I'm very grateful for all the support we've gotten thus far, and it's really just an amazing feeling to be going into the ninth year.
And, you know, it's not necessarily haunted house related, but there is an awful lot of creepy and spooky and weird, crazy stuff. So many bones at every show I've been to. And I know I've been to at least two cities, possibly three. What is in store this year? I assume you're going to have several of your regular people that travel with you year in and year out that go to either
all the shows or a good portion of the shows in whatever section of the country they are? Are there, you know, are there plans to expand? Are there any new cities this year, or are you returning to most, if not all, the cities last year? What's happening for the 2026 tour?
Yeah, so we didn't add any new cities this year because we've got a pretty stacked lineup. We're hitting 44 cities total this year throughout the United States, Canada, and Australia. And we really just want to, like, lock in on those cities and make sure that they're the best they can be before we expand anymore. And it's really exciting because every year, of course, we open applications and we get thousands of new vendors that are interested in being a part of the show. So this year was just the same. And it's been really, really awesome to add new people to the ninth year of us doing this, because every year we're finding new people who fit perfectly with us. So while everything is the same, we're always evolving every year as we continue to grow. So we've got a really, really great lineup of vendors with us this year, a lot of returning people, and then also hundreds of new amazing artists as well.
Now, do you have people that, you know, drop off every year, or do you just grow what you have? You know, I've been going to the Charlotte show for many years now, and there's still plenty of room to add a few more rows of booths and vendors and things. Is that the case with most of the cities, or are you finding that the number of vendors is staying the same?
It depends. Sometimes we change halls within a venue and grow the square footage that we have, which allows us to add more vendors. And sometimes we, you know, we take a lot of time to rework that floor plan every year to find the best, you know, the best, like, routing for our attendees who come, and, you know, the best way to set up the booths. And so there's a lot of back-end thought that goes into the floor plan to make it the best experience for not only vendors but also the attendee. And for me, it's important to not have too many vendors. We don't want it to be, like, overwhelming for the vendor and the attendee, if that makes sense. I want everyone to be successful that's a part of the show. So every year we change people out. So not every vendor is doing the same city every single year. We want to keep it fresh for the attendee. And then also for that vendor, you know, if they've done the same city 4 years in a row, it's time to take a break and we can get some new people in there. So, you know, like, again, it's just really, really important to stay fresh with that.
Have you noticed over the course of the years that the trends for things come and go? Have you noticed that, you know, 1 year it's all taxidermied animals, the next year it's all t-shirt and book artists, the next year it's something else, or has it remained fairly constant? I mean, you know, haunters love creepy stuff, and you've always got really cool creepy stuff there, but, you know, I've seen steampunk, I've seen metal, I've seen, you know, punk stuff, I've seen just some really, really wide ranges of stuff, but you still have a lot of those central themes, especially when it comes to, shall we say, dead things. But have you noticed a trend? Have dead things become more popular, less popular, and other things have kind of risen to take their place, or has it remained really constant?
I mean, honestly, it's pretty constant. And of course, like, while we like to have, like, the dead stuff and taxidermy and bones, we're always looking to add new artists and new, you know, clothing vendors and antique and vintage vendors. You know, we want to have a good mixture in every city every year, and we want it to be different. So there's kind of like a lot of thought that goes into it, you know, where it's just like the applications are pretty full of dead stuff. But just because someone sells, you know, wet specimens or taxidermy doesn't necessarily mean they're the best fit for our show, because we're also looking for high quality, and we're looking for people who are, I guess, like, kind of like masters of their domain. Like, they're high quality and the best of the best. Not that someone, you know, not to talk down on someone else, but they may just be new, you know, and we like to give those people a chance too, but it just really, really depends. So, you know, it's like it's a balance that we have to find to add new people and keep it like a little bit of everything.
Sure. Is there going to be classes and entertainment at most, if not all, the shows this year? I've noticed that over the course of the last few years, you seem to have increased the number of classes or things that are going on rather than just a vendor floor.
Yeah, absolutely. We have stage shows at every single event, so you'll, you know, see someone swallowing a sword, walking on glass, doing all the crazy sideshow stunts, and then every year we work with the Sleeping Sirens, and they host classes throughout, you know, each city as well, and that changes every year. So depending on the city, it can be a possum or a raccoon, and then we have different entomology classes, like a sunset moth or a scorpion habitat. We also have wet specimen classes this year where you can make a little octopus globe, and then we have a rattlelope class as well, so you can make a little kind of like fantasy animal. Ooh. And it's taken off really, really well this year already, so I think all of these class additions were a good idea. People seem really intrigued to learn.
Now, the entertainment is free, but the classes, there is an extra charge added to that, correct?
Yes, absolutely. The classes include admission to the expo, but the classes vary in price and time. So, you know, you can really kind of dedicate a whole day to a class, or you can take a class that's 2 hours. So it's kind of like whatever you're feeling for that day. And then, of course, the stage shows, that's happening basically every hour. So that's just a part of, like, when you're in the expo, you get to catch a stage show, grab a beer, grab some food, you know, whatever, and be able to see that too.
I was going to ask you about food. Is there concessions at every place, or are there food trucks usually at these places, or how does that work?
Yeah, we make sure to have concessions or food trucks, depending on the venue, in every city. People like to come and spend, like, kind of the afternoon. We found people like to grab a drink, they like to grab lunch, and then shop, and then hang out with friends, sit down, kind of just, like, mingle throughout the day. And so they're staying for a few hours, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 hours, typically. So we, like, always make sure there's lunch options and a bar open, and so people can just stay and hang out with friends and meet new people. And it's, you know, it's definitely giving like a community vibe, so we want to keep that by keeping it really comfortable for our attendees.
And I do have to ask you about heading out to Canada and Australia. I know you usually take the month of December and go overseas. How different is the shows in other countries versus going across the U.S.? I assume Canada is fairly similar, but is Australia like a very different vibe or a very different set of vendors or very different just feel of the show?
Yeah, I mean, Canada is very, very similar to the shows in the States. You know, of course, it has its own different laws as far as like taxidermy and stuff like that, that all of our vendors follow, so you can see things at our Canadian shows that are not allowed in the U.S. Ooh. So that's always, like, really interesting to, like, learn about some of these newer items that we just simply can't have because of our federal laws. And then in Australia, it's very different. It's set up differently. The vendors have different types of items. I mean, of course, there's similar things like, you know, we have dark artists, we have taxidermy, we have, you know, similar things, but it's just... it's a different vibe, but it's the same vibe. And that's why I think it's so cool, and like the community that we've kind of built around the expo is it's still, no matter where we go, bringing people together, and they're hanging out and, you know, meeting new people that are like them. You know, they're surrounded by like-minded people in general. And so it's just, it's been awesome to grow it in Australia specifically too, just because they didn't really have anything like this. And we had no idea how it was going to go. We were just like, oh, let's try it. You know, and I mean, I've met some amazing people there, and I love basically living there for a month every year and getting to spend time with those vendors and get to know them more and grow the show. Because while it's different, it's so the same, you know, and it's such a kind of like a heartwarming thing to be able to travel that far away from home, and it just kind of feel just as comfortable.
Yeah, December in Australia where it's summertime. Oh, that's just so hard, right?
I know. It's really, really weird.
Now, I have to ask this, too. When you started, you were basically the only show in town. You were the Oddities Curiosities Expo. And now it seems that in the past 9 years, a bunch of smaller shows are popping up around the country. They're not traveling like you are, but there's the Oddities Expo, or there's the Curious Expo. How do you feel about that? Is an imitation the sincerest form of flattery in this case, or are you concerned that the market might be oversaturated at some point in the future with weird and odd and strange shows, or what are your feelings towards that? Because you've had to have noticed that this has started over the past few years.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's hard because I don't really have any don't have negative feeling towards it, because a lot of our vendors, you know, in their local city, when something like that pops up, like, I would never expect them to not vend a show that's just because it's called, like, you know, Wherever's Oddities Market or Oddities and Art Show or something like that. And I want everyone to be successful, and I want our vendors to feel like they can do other shows if they please, you know, if that's what they'd like to do. But, like, on my end, I think of the oversaturation, and, you know, it's definitely something that's in my mind, but I think more so even, like, the sustainability side of things. You know, when I get all of these applications, I get thousands of them, 4,000 this year going into 2026, and I can see the growth of, like, the interest of this style of work, and that kind of goes back to me saying earlier that just because you sell dead stuff doesn't necessarily mean that you'll be booked for our show. And it's not anything negative towards that person, but they're starting off. Or, you know, maybe they came to our show and they're like, I can do that. And that's not what we're looking for. You know, we want to support the people who really are truly passionate about this and willing to dive in head first and travel the country and make this their full-time job. You know, even a part-time job, even something where you're, if you're dedicating multiple weekends a year to traveling with us and, you know, trying to make your way with your passion, like, that's what we're looking for. So, I mean, it's hard. It's definitely in the forefront of our mind, but all we can do is continue striving to be better every year and, you know, take the feedback we get and learn from each show to continue being the best out there. So that's just what we're going to do.
Absolutely. And this is going to air in early February. Can you give us kind of the next, say, down through like mid-March, late March, where are you going to be on the road?
Yeah, so the first weekend of February, we go to Louisville, Kentucky. So that's the 7th and 8th, and then we've got wonderful Charlotte, North Carolina. Yay. On Valentine's Day weekend. The next weekend after that, the 21st and 22nd, we've got Atlanta, Georgia. So we always spend our February out east in Atlanta and Charlotte, which is nice. And then I've got a weekend off in February at the end. And then in March, we always kind of zigzag back. And first weekend of March, we've got Albuquerque, second weekend Houston, third weekend Phoenix. And then after that, we go back to the Midwest for quite some time. So it's about to really ramp up. It's been a slow start to the year, but I'm kind of excited to fully dive in now.
Well, I'm not going to tell you about the ice apocalypse and then the 11 inches of snow we've had the last two weekends in Charlotte. So, you know, I'm not going to say anything about that. I've heard it's going to be close to 70 Valentine's weekend, 50s to 60s to 70s to anyway, you know, there you go. So for people who have been going to this show for 9 years, or for people who have never been to this show and they're curiosity might be piqued a little bit, where is the best place to see the schedule, get information? I'm assuming that you can buy tickets in advance, register for classes. You don't want to be waiting in a line that's 800 people deep 10 minutes before they open and you don't have your tickets. So where can people get all that information with websites, social medias, and all that?
Yeah, so our website has everything you could possibly need. It's just oddities and curiosities expo.com. Tickets are available in advance for all upcoming cities. Classes are available if they're not sold out, which once it starts getting closer to the date start selling out. So if you're interested in a class, I highly, highly recommend getting the ticket as soon as possible. And yeah, any other information you might need to know is going to be on our website.
And you have links to Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or anything like that as well?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. You can find everything there, and make sure to follow us on social media because we post videos and photos promoting our vendors leading up to each city, and then just other important information on there too.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos that you've been posting over the years, and some of them are really cute, and some of them are really cool, and some of them are just, well, odd and curious. What can I say?
Yep.
So anyway, Michelle Consaglio, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us here on Big Scary News. Once again, folks, oddities and curiosities expo.com. It's a long name, but it is a big show, so it is worthy of that title. So find out if they're coming to a town near you. Go ahead and register, Get your tickets if you want to take a class. They're all listed on the website. The sideshow entertainment, the vendors, classes, so many bones and dead animals there. It's a haunter's heaven, or somebody who just likes the macabre. If you're into steampunk and punk rock music and, you know, metal, and just it's just something you have to experience in person. And hey, if you're in the Charlotte show, come down and say hi to us. We'll be wandering the floor. But once again, thank you so much, Michelle. Can't wait to see you in Charlotte in just a few days.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.